USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 10 rockets targeted a military base in western Iraq that hosted U.S.-led coalition troops on Wednesday. It was not immediately known if there were any casualties. The rockets struck the Ain al-Assad Air Base in Anbar Province. Iraqi security forces are leading an investigation into the attack and that they had found the launch pad used for the missiles. President Biden on Tuesday said he is withdrawing Neera Tanden's nomination to be White House budget director. Biden said it was Tanden's idea to drop out. Texas is ending COVID restrictions.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
Val Dior reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One lawmaker wants to add more taxes to the wealthiest of Americans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
You want to? You reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
There will be 14 spring training baseball games today starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has imposed economic sanctions to punish Russia for using a military-grade nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a Kremlin critic. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Political opposition leader Alexei Navalny was critical of the corruption in Moscow and was poisoned in August. Now the U.S. has placed economic sanctions on seven senior Russian officials for their involvement. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We announced these actions today to make clear that with the poisoning, the attempted assassination of Mr. Navalny, with his continued imprisonment that is politically motivated, with the, in some cases, brutal treatment of his supporters who took to the streets to exercise the very rights that are granted to them under Russia's own constitution, that is not something that the United States will abide.
The European Union also sanctioned Russia on Tuesday. Anyone up for a cruise around the moon? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that eight members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select eight people from around the world to join the six-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th.
Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.